The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family to a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, knows what women want to be free, to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Diane the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the first episode today of the Lady Boss series. And I'm so excited about it because I'm back with the energy entrepreneur, my beautiful co-host, Diane Solano. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Hello, Cornelia, and happy, happy new year. What a great way to kick off this new year, this new decade. And 2020, no coincidence, clear vision, right? 2020 is going to be so incredible for all of us that choose to want to make it incredible.
That's it. And you know, the show notes that you created, like just like I talked about in our last show, which I'm just like going, I was looking at that show yesterday again, and I'm just going, how are we going to top what we did last month? And for the audience, if you did not get a chance to see that show, you absolutely must go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and check out Lady Boss with Diane Solano when she introduced the energy entrepreneur, which is brilliant. It's brilliant because really, as we're moving into 2020, we're all, you know, moving into our energetic entrepreneurship. The show that we did last month was so dynamic. There's so much in there that anyone that watches the show is bound to be inspired and turned on. And especially right now, if you are, you know, wherever you are in your life, if you're feeling like you need motivation or you need inspiration or you feel like you need support, you need resources, we share so much, we give so much. And the show notes that Diane created for this show is really about bringing in this new decade in style with a clear vision, meaning that 2020, it's time to take your business plan to the next level. And in this series of the Energy Entrepreneur, we're going to talk today about how to create this energetic business plan based on the results that you want to create. And this is super, super exciting because whether you're a small business owner or you're looking to grow your career, this is the show that's going to give you strategies to incorporate results so that you can maximize your greatest potential. So Diane, I am so excited to be back together with you, the energy entrepreneur. But let's recap a little bit of our last show.
Sure.
Absolutely. And tell us about who is Diane.
Oh, so wonderful, Cornelia. And yes, sometimes we get new listeners on the call. So one thing I know is that my passion has always been about helping others. And I did that for 20 years. My original field was in the field of health and wellness, nutrition, medicine, that's it, natural medicine, everything about empowering body physiology, getting cells to feel stronger, bigger, better. Love seeing people have real good aha moments and taking their health into their own hands and empowering them. And what happened was that I started to kind of struggle with a lot of financial stress. And it got really loud for me when I became a single parent. So as a single mom, that's when I was like, okay, I love doing this. I love helping people, but I'm trading time for money. I'm not leveraging. And I got, just got tired of expecting a different result and doing the same thing. Yeah. And I just really sat and had radical honesty with myself and said, well, how do I have a life that really is magical, that I'm not grinding all the time? What in me needs to change? You know, long story short, I came across one of my big mentors in this whole energy path that I've taken on and clearly, obviously have found so much passion in, was Dr. Joe Dispenza. Loved his work, primarily started, you know, following it through something called neuroplasticity, which is creating new habits, you know, that came from his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. But ultimately, when I realized we are all energy and everything I was creating in my life, you know, the relationship turmoil that I came from, the reasons why I allowed things to happen in my life was because I was creating that reality. And when I got so clear, and I just had this aha moment where it was like, wow, we are all frequency. We're all energetic beings. The science now is proving that. I became more passionate about helping people create the life of their dreams. In that process, in spreading the word, you know, I came across one of my biggest and most exciting adventures, which was partnering with a beautiful company called Organo, which we've been just leveraging health and wellness, but also abundance throughout the world. And I took on a lot of those principles of frequency and energy and reprogramming the way I was doing things, the way I was thinking about things, the way I was approaching business as well, and my life in general, that I just started to see results, not only for me, but the people that were surrounding me in my life. And like attracts like. So it's no coincidence you're on this show with me, Cornelia, because I know you also practice these principles as well. And we're seeing this more now every day. The entrepreneurship is real. Everyone's got a side hustle, big or small. You could run your own business. You could be doing a side hustle, Uber, I don't know, Airbnb. It doesn't matter. But everyone here is excited about creating something they're passionate about and living the life of their dreams. Financial blueprints and income, career paths are supposed to support that vision. So the conversation today is, as an entrepreneur on this call, what are you doing outside of the action? Because this is where, as business owners, even as real strong career individual, if you're working for a big company, you have your business plan, you have your targets, you have how much money you want to reach, how much money you want to make, how big of a team you want to grow. You have all those stats, and that's great. But a lot of people forget that we're vibrational. So today's conversation is going to be about tweaking that plan and having a look at it from an energetic standpoint, some really good, hard questions to ask yourself, you know, in silence, in a group, in your team, in partnership, about is your vibrational match actually aligning with the outcome that you want? And I think that's where the secret lies with a lot of people that might be struggling in this department. And that call we had last week was kind of just opening up the worms for that, for people to start thinking about business and entrepreneurship on a different wavelength, no pun intended, which ultimately impacts all parts of your life. Because most of our work life is a lot of our reality. Most of us are working very big hours, but are you doing it from a place of passion? And that's the question we got to ask ourselves today.
Yeah, those are beautiful, beautiful statements, words of wisdom well shared. And I'm looking so forward to really diving deep into it, because you said it. You said that it's about our passion and it's about what we're dedicated to, what we're committed to. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, you know, we are, I don't know about you, but over the Christmas holiday and New Year's, I was working, you know, I was enjoying the holiday, but as an entrepreneur, I was tending to my vision. I was listening, tuning in. I was contacting leads. I was looking at what's next. And I was really, you know, staying on top of my business, because I'm so passionate about my business, about what I do, that it's like, I can't wait to get up in the morning and get going.
And that's exactly it.
Isn't that it? It's like, you know, I can't wait to get up in the morning and I'm excited about it. So when that happens, it's like, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like work because you are expressing yourself doing what you love. You're expressing yourself doing what you love, and knowing what that is, knowing what your vision is, knowing what it is that's important to you, you know, that's, you know, really, you know, the work. Right? Is discovering what that is, because you said it, everything is energy. And I love, Diane, how you're now, you know, branding. I love this. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. It's so brilliant.
It found me.
Pardon? It found you?
It found me. Yes. Because I think sometimes we work so hard to, like, and maybe some people on the call can relate to this. You're trying to find your niche. What is your brand? What is going on out there? And right now we're hearing a lot of that because of technology. You know, now we can create a whole business from the comfort of our phones, from the comfort of our computers. We can reach the world in a matter of seconds and minutes. We didn't have this luxury 20 years ago. Even 20 minutes ago, technology is moving so fast.
Even 10 years ago.
I remember being in university and email was like new on the rise, and I had to figure out how to use that. So this whole, even the whole dynamics of entrepreneurship has changed drastically. So I say it found me because I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. Like I told you earlier, I ran my own business in health and wellness, did a lot of great, you know, podcasts and wrote in books, and actually podcasts weren't around back then. It was webinars, did a lot of teleseminars, wrote in some books, did a great, lot of great co-work with, you know, Colette Brand Reed and, you know, big coach, Lisa Tosti, who came from Tony Robbins. We did some really beautiful work together. And, you know, it wasn't until the word energy, entrepreneurship, vibrational match created my reality. You know, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom to get a wake up call. And that's what Tony Robbins says. We change under extreme pain or we change under extreme pleasure. For me, it was pain. The pain of having the rocky relationship, finding myself in the same situation, different person all over again. What was I not doing right? What was I attracting? It was my fault. What was I allowing? What was I not feeling worthy of? And in that process, when I learned the science that we all are energy, that we all have frequency, that we are a vibrational match, we all our cells, 100 trillion of them, have an actual frequency to it. We have positive and negative charges. And I love to use the analogy of a radio station, because what we feel is a frequency. It's something we can't see with our eyes, but you can measure it. There's actually tools out there that measure frequency and energy now. And when you can see how the body is attracting circumstances, people, things, you realize you are your radio station yourself. I like radio stations because we can't see stations. We just know we turn a dial and we can find the station of, you know, Health Talk 101 or rock music, you know, 99.9 or whatever station we're trying to look for. The same thing with our emotions. Are we radio station frustrated, angry, resentful? You know, maybe that's like compares to 99.8. Are we happy, you know, positive? Are we impactful? Are we looking for positivity? That's a whole different station. So whatever you're plugging into, you're going to get the same listeners that are identifying with that. And that's what's happening. And that's the easiest way I can explain it, because it is a complex concept, but we're starting to understand it more and more now. People are becoming more open to it. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not real. That was a huge mistake we did over and over again as humans. And we got to start letting go of that. Because when you can embrace that, close the gap, get the information you need, and now start understanding your thoughts turn into things. And that will also reflect in your life and in every part of your life, including your business. And I think what I often see in business, and I'm faulty of this, is we think it's all linear. We got to reach the target. We have to close the sale. We have to have so many customers on. And there's this white knuckle feeling attached to it. There's a sense of, is it good enough? I'm not good enough. There's too much competition. So you have to really take care of that internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. And we see it applied in business, because we see that that's probably how we did things in the 70s and 80s. But that too is evolving. So my invitation for people on this call is to sit down and maybe ask yourself some real questions around your business model. Maybe you haven't even started one yet. Now is the best time to get clear and radically honest on what you want to do for a living. How are you going to impact the world?
Yeah.
How are you going to have your heart sing in the project that you want to do? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to add something there.
I love that. Yeah. I want everybody to go back to the last show. I want everybody to go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and pull up that last show that you and I did, the Energy Entrepreneur Part One. It's so dynamic. I mean, you know, when I look at it, when, like I said, I was looking at it again yesterday, and it was like, my God, this needs to be, everybody needs to look at this, that it's an entrepreneur, because it there's so much in it. And then here we are today, we're really honing in again. And you said, you know, you're bringing it to the table, and it's about the frequency that we emit. We're frequency beings. And if we're emitting frequency of, you know, the negative feelings, then that's what we're going to attract, the lack, the limitation, the survival, if that's what we're putting out there. Because if we realize the truth, and the truth is that our physical bodies, they are pendulums. And, you know, they're pendulums. It's like a pendulum. So make sure the number one thing is that you feel good, is that you feel good and that you're vibrating and emitting a frequency of abundance, the truth of who you are. Because it's really about that emotional center, and the emotional center, if it's still coming from a place of lack and limitation and survival, not good enough, then that's something to work on, right, Diane?
Absolutely.
That's the part to work on, because truly it is in the vibration of water, which our body is 80% of water. And so the water that you, and it's about the emotion, and it's about that energy of the moon and the feminine feeling that we all are. And if she's not, if this energy that you're emitting, this frequency, man or woman, if you're not vibrating and emitting a frequency of gratitude, of joy, of, you know, contentment, of feeling good, of really feeling good, then that's really actually where the work is. And I'm so glad that you're bringing this up in this series with the energy entrepreneur.
Thank you, Cornelia. You know, you're right. If anyone on this call can, you know, jump on the last one, it'll probably bridge the gap a little bit more. But ultimately, it's really about saying, okay, you're being called to this platform to dive a little deeper. And, you know, we're going to have many people on this call thinking about what they may want to do, because there are a lot of people stuck in dead end jobs. And I see that day in and day out. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in a job because they have to pay the bills, and they're still in that survival space. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to get out of survival and being creation where you're still trying to make ends meet. And I know what that's like, because I live that. So the number one thing you got to start doing is really managing your emotions and managing your internal dialogue, and start looking about who you're surrounding yourself with. So, you know, you could be the person that's looking for an opportunity. Let the opportunity find you, and define what it feels like. Imagine it. The strongest tool, the most powerful tool we have as human beings is our imagination. Mm-hmm. It really is, because it starts in the mind. It starts in the imagination. The seed is planted. Mm-hmm. If you can play with it. I like the word play, because as children, we forgot what that was like when we grew up, you know, myself included. When we used our imagination, we played with our toys or Barbie dolls or pretend friends or whatever, we had this imagination, and it was so real in our minds. We lost that. Can we capture that back and start imagining a life of more time, imagining a life of impact, imagining what it would feel like to get up in the morning and not have to worry about, I don't know, doing the dishes. Maybe that's just not your thing. That's okay. You're entitled to feel and do whatever you want on this earth, especially if it's done with love and alignment. You will always be supported by a bigger universal force. So if you need to bridge the gap on understanding more about this science of frequency, go to quantum physics, go to resources like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Bruce Lipton, a lot of great Hay House authors. You just had Ms. Christiane Northrup on the call, who was one of the first gynecologists, OBGYN, in 94, launched her book, Women's Body, Women's Wisdom, talked about the science of health, but tied in with the emotions of how women's health was being impacted and how certain energy centers in the body. She saw the science. Yes. And had to really be one of the first pioneers to come out in the field and say, science is real. Emotions are real. They're electromagnetic frequencies. They're impacting health. Here is my professional advice on how a woman can take care of her body holistically. Yeah. And matching that kind of science, we bring that to the forefront now, including in business. So the question I want to ask people on this call, whether you're starting up a business, whether you're already in a business, whether you're in a career, whether you're thinking about doing something different, define what it is that you love to do. You gotta love what you're doing. You really do, because when you wake up in the morning, and thank you for sharing that, Cornelia, when you wake up and you just want to do it because it excites you to put your feet on the ground, get up, put your hair in a bun, and decide, like, I just can't wait to get to this project. That's when you know you're on path. And it's that high vibration frequency, you're going to be supported, because people, circumstances, things will start to cross your path to support your journey, because you're vibrating extremely high. And I can't remember if we mentioned this in the last call, Cornelia, but, you know, we are 80 to 70% water. I mean, it starts to drop when we get older, but nonetheless, there's a lot of water in our bodies. You know, that beautiful Japanese researcher, Emoto.
Program the water.
Yep. Messages in Water, that is a great resource if you want some science on whether this is true or not. We had, you know, beautiful monks actually meditating on water molecules, and you saw these beautiful crystals that look like snowflakes. And then you had, you know, other individuals throwing hate and anger towards the water molecules. And then all of a sudden you look under a microscope and these water molecules are absolutely distorted. Well, that's what's circulating in your body chemistry. So now it's such an exciting time because we can create any reality that we want. So really the question is, what do you love to do? I'll use myself as an example. You know, once upon a time, I loved doing one-on-one programs, inspiring people on health and wellness. And then I started to realize we're more than just what we eat. We're what we think. We're what we don't think. It's who we surround ourselves by. So I had to grow because I started to outgrow the shoes of just being a nutritionist. And I started to feel this discomfort. And I started to feel like if I couldn't find a way to translate that information to my clients, to my patients, to my following, even if it was a one-on-one setting, I wasn't doing my job right. So your internal guidance, your internal emotions, emotions or feedback will start to tell you, it's a compass about whether you're going in the right direction or not. So if you're in a business, I say take inventory, because sometimes you can get so caught up in doing everything. I used to call my business solopreneurship. When I talk to my teams right now in the business, because I have a wonderful thriving community, I know I need community. But at one point when I was doing everything by myself, Cornelia, and maybe people on this call can relate, I was wearing every single hat. As an entrepreneur, I was wearing the hat of the accountant. I was wearing the hat of the janitor. I was wearing the hat of the secretary. I was wearing the hat of the social media expert. And I started to feel really drained because I started doing things that I had to do and not things that I wanted to do. And that's another big one. Sometimes when you're business, you think you have to do it all and you're so busy just surviving it that you don't pull back to say, okay, what is really serving? What isn't? What can I outsource? What can I, you know, turn around and hand off to someone or some other party that probably loves to do what I don't like to do?
Yeah.
So if you're not clear on what that is, take inventory, you know, make a list. What feels good when you do it and what doesn't? Start mapping that out. Put pen on paper. Because it's only until you do that, you'll start to realize, hey, I really don't like doing the accounting piece. I really don't like sending out invoices. I really don't like having to go into my calendar and have to schedule every appointment. And now with technology, there's so many apps that will do things for you. You know, maybe that's another question you got to ask yourself is there another method that I'm not aware of that can do this task? You know, there's some great small business support websites for small little tasks. Like Fiverr was one of my favorites. You know, if I needed a graphic done, if I needed, I remember I had to have a video translated in Spanish. It was a phenomenal health video. It was impacting worlds around the lot. It was impacting lives around the world. It was 10 minutes long, but I didn't know how to get that puppy translated. And I went to Fiverr. I found a Latin speaking professional that had it subtitled and did a revoice over. And it cost me $100. And now that became one of my strongest tools to build teams in Latin America. So I invite people, if you're feeling stuck, start asking questions. Because sometimes we forget that we can ask people questions. We can ask other entrepreneurs questions and start closing the gap. Because that point, you can really focus on what you love. Because when you realize that you're doing things from a space of joy, a space of inspiration, now your vibration is matching the outcome you want. So after you do the linear stuff, you know, what does the target look like this year? How much money would I like to bring in? Just get really clear on the basics. Then now pull back and say, okay, is my vibration matching that? That's the real question we want to ask ourselves. I have a beautiful story of, I remember I have a very dear friend who was in real estate and she was trying to sell her house in a market that wasn't really hot. And I remember she was really irritated by this house. She just wanted to get out. I don't want to live here anymore. She had another plan for her family. And I remember her saying, you know, the house just won't sell. It's so irritating. You know, it's making me crazy. You know, it's been on the market for a couple months, no offers. You're getting to that point where you're just in the space of desperation. And I remember we sat down over dinner. I said, okay, I'm going to pull back a minute and I'm going to ask you, what about that house don't you like? Well, you know, it's the neighborhood's going to pot and there's, you know, these neighbors that are just kind of making me crazy. And she just started listing all the negative things about it. I said, well, think about what you're trying to sell on the market. Here's this house I don't want. Who wants to buy it? Well, no one does. That's the energy you're sending it out to the universe. So no wonder no one wants that house. If you're putting something on the market you don't like and all you can think about is everything that's wrong with it. So then I asked her, what was it about the house that you loved when you bought it 10, 20 years ago?
Great.
And she said, you know, I remember that house was the perfect house because it was in the neighborhood that was still very small and charming. Every child had their own room. We had this beautiful natural light that came into the kitchen. We can all dine as a family. There was another house next door where, you know, my mother-in-law was living. So the community of being side by side was really fantastic. And I just started to get her into the space of that beginner phase of her life where the home was perfect. And then I said, well, now you're matching the energy of the buyer that would probably be in that same space and ready for that starter home. And sure enough, Cornelia,
after I
did the work around that, the frequency about the right people who would actually want that house, that starter house would be perfect for a smaller family starting out with kids. And sure enough, the offers came in, bidding war happened. And this is exactly what we're talking about. So it could have been a real estate agent. It could have been a home buyer. It doesn't matter. It's an exchange of energy.
Yeah.
So what are you putting out there?
And that's a beautiful, brilliant story. I have a story like that too, but we don't have time for that story. But I just want to say brilliant, beautiful story. It's about the energy that you're putting out and the belief that you hold around it. If you believe that, you know, it's stuck, I'm not going to sell the house, it's this, we know we create based on our beliefs. And so, you know, in my situation, basically, it was the real estate person that actually had the beliefs. And I, when I discovered, because I was doing the same thing, I was helping someone sell their house, and discovered that it was the real estate agent that actually had the beliefs. And so now the real estate agent had to be released, and a new agent came in. And as soon as that happened, the house sold. And the house,
I love it.
The house never even went back on the market again. It never, boom, as soon as that, because of that, so it's really about that support team. And I just want to say before we go to break, Diane, is that, you know, for all those small business entrepreneurs right now, you know, because we're talking about resources, having the right support team, about scaling, about, you know, having the right team around you, that if those small business owners that are out there and they're looking for somebody to help you with accounting, contact me, and I'm going to give you one of the most amazing resources, someone that I work with personally and that does my accounting, super, super reasonable, super detail oriented, and amazing results. So this is somebody that I source out to other people. So contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I will support you with a resource there for any small business or an entrepreneur. One of the things I'm so grateful about is because right now, really, as far as the, you know, being at the end of the year, the only thing we have to do is press one button and my taxes and everything's done. That's the kind of accounting I've been doing all year in 2019. And because I got ahead of the game early on in last year, when I started out, I said, I don't want to have this pressure of taxes and all these things. And I don't want to deal with that anymore. So I got that taken care of. And now it's just one button and we're golden. That's how clean the accounting is. And as far as the emotional piece, you know, the work that I do, aside from this radio podcasting, is I created a 21-day challenge. And it is an opportunity for those people that are looking to release and clear their emotional body, the people that are looking to see and, you know, ground in a daily list of gratitude and a 21-day audio e-course, $21. It's $1 a day, 10 minutes a day. I guide you through it. You know, you can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, look at the tab on top, the 21-day challenge, and, you know, change those negative thoughts that lead you down the rabbit hole. You know, who and what are your emotional triggers? What is it that you're triggered by? What is it that really triggers you? Release the negative structures in your physical body that are no longer supporting an environment that you want to create, which is a thriving environment. It's your integrity to live and be in abundance. We are on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with my beautiful co-host, Diane Solano, and we are the Energy Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, Diane. I'm so excited. We had a beautiful conversation during the break. And, you know, this is so awesome because we're talking about money now. And, you know, I want to tell the audience just how super stinking successful you've been with Organo, right? Because you're a top influencer. And I mean, hey, if we're talking about a side hustle, whether you want to become a distributor for Organo and you want to become an independent and really, you know, use that as your main source, or you want to just have it as an income slice, but you've been very, very successful with Organo because that was your main shtick and still is. You know, so you six-figure, seven-figure earner. And do tell.
Well, you know what, Cornelia? That was part of my pain journey. You know, like I said in the beginning of the call, I got tired of hustling, and I realized I was trading time for money and I wasn't leveraging. As a single mom, I panicked. I had no resources, really, outside of selling my home. And then what? I live in Toronto. You know, the market here is insane. Toronto's like Canada's version of New York City. It is insanely expensive. So sure, I can sell a house, but then where am I going? You know, I have an aging mother that lives in my city. I have a little boy who loves, you know, his school. I'm not going to uproot him. What did I have? No stocks, no real estate, nothing. I had no, I had no capital. Any adventure you do, there is capital required. So I didn't have the basics. $50,000 for something small did not slice it. But here was the thing that I really wanted to avoid. I wanted to avoid risk. I wanted to avoid wasting my time. I've done so many projects in the past where I thought, I assumed, I imagined maybe it turned into this big, you know, opportunity. And it didn't. And I realized that I wasn't afraid of working, Cornelia. I was afraid of wasting my time and not getting a result. And I knew that the next 10 years had to be radically different. And that came when I realized that my frequency, my energy, I had to get conscious of it. What was I thinking? Who was I surrounding myself by? What was the energy drain? Because we have energy drains in our life. you know, again, going back to your wonderful, wonderful guest, someone I truly admire, Dr. Christiane Northrup, talked about energy vampires. It's real. I mean, are you in a rocky relationship? Are you hanging around a best friend that doesn't believe in your bigger vision? So when I got clear on the energy, that's when Organo found me, because I needed a guaranteed business model that would give me success irrelevant of where I was in life. And that's what happened, Cornelia. The vibration changed because I changed. And then Organo showed up because I got clear on what I wanted. Zero risk, opportunity to change the world, you know, a lot of cash flow. Because here's the thing, it's okay to want and make money. It's okay. There's nothing guilty we should feel around that, because money's going to be an extension of who we are. I want to be an impactful person in this world. I want to create abundance. I want to share love. I want to share opportunity. And I want to share integrity, honesty, and congruency. If I have that right, then money will allow me to elevate that so I can get out of survival and not have to worry about paying bills, paying grocery, whatever it is, mortgage, car payments, whatever. But it's going to be a vehicle to allow me to create even more and give opportunity to others.
That's it.
Because now I can, that's it. It's the ripple effect. Now I have the financial resource to turn around and pay a gardener now who loves cutting grass, who wants to be active because he almost suffered a really bad health condition. That activity was number one in his world. That cutting grass and not having a boss was his joy, still is his joy.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's an entrepreneur, loving what he does, feeding his body, feeding his cells. So he comes by, he cuts my grass. I can afford to do that.
And or the person that's going to come in and do the housekeeping, a house cleaning, because you talked about changing hats, you know, not having to do it all yourself. And as a main breadwinner, you need to be focusing your energy on building your empire. And that's the main thing. And then you outsource. But having the money in the business will give you the opportunity to do that and really to take a risk. Because that's one of the things, too, that I learned is that a lot of entrepreneurs, they have the belief, I don't have the money to outsource. I don't have the money to get, you know, to offer help. Well, it's change those thoughts. Change. I'm now going to create the money. I'm going to scale. I'm going to go bigger because I need a team. Because without my team, I don't know where I would be. And I know without your team, you know, you have a fantastic base team that is supporting you. But in your organization of Organo, that you've been a huge influencer, you know, generating millions and millions of dollars, you know, that's what I want to focus on right now, because it does not fit for us to be broke. It just doesn't. It's not in our integrity. You know, the whole thing, I heard you use the word guilt. Guilt is a religious program that doesn't serve anyone. And guilt is a feeling. It's useless. It's not even an emotion. Even to, you know, I tell my clients, remove guilt from your vocabulary. When your children will never know what the meaning of guilt is because you don't use the word.
You're right. 100% right. Absolutely. Guilt is a useless emotion. I remember a Buddhist friend of mine told me that. And it was so liberating to hear that. But ultimately, you know, you're right, Cornelia. We have to step into our power. And we have to create the life of our dreams. And Organo was that. So I did build a very big organization because I got clear on the vision. I wanted to execute. I attracted the right people that saw the vision too, of changing the world, of impacting lives, of having zero risk, and saying yes to abundance so that I can turn around and give opportunity to others that are in their flow and in their passion as well. You know, statistically, you know, Grant Cardone brought this up the other day. You know, 96% of businesses around the USA alone don't even make it $2 million.
Yeah.
So what are we afraid of, is especially as smaller biz owners, we are afraid to outsource because we don't think there's enough.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Thank you for touching on that.
Yeah. I want to give people a call to action about Organo. So, you know, I recently became a distributor in Organo because I met you. And when you and I met, you introduced me to Organo and I had the coffee experience. Right? Conscious coffee. And here's my favorite coffee. You know, I always show it on every show. You know, there's, you know, other, what do you call it? Other brands, what do you call this?
Well, it's reishi infused Ganoderma lucidum. So it's conscious coffee because it's changing the world, but it's enhancing health. But the superfood in it's called Ganoderma. And Ganoderma has been around for thousands of years. You can find it in health food stores, but never like this. And the way it tastes is amazing. So this is why we love the product, is because it's so easy, it's cost effective, it's enhancing health, it's enhancing lives, and it's giving opportunity to other people in multiple countries all at the same time. But it's the Ganoderma lucidum that you're referring to.
Yeah, the but also food. There's other brand, you know, not other brands, but it's that's not what I was referring to. There's other sachets. There's other, we have lattes. Yes. This is not the only one.
Yes.
So it's gourmet coffee business is what I'm saying. And but this is my favorite one. There's another kind that's called King, and then there's a latte, and there's a mocha, and then there's a hot chocolate also, which is, they're all great. But this is my favorite one that I drink. And it's really, I had the coffee experience because of the invitation that Diane gave me. She said, just try it out and see what happens if you drink this organo coffee. And I'm a coffee snob. And so I was a little bit hesitant, but I noticed immediately 3 days after I tried the coffee, how much different my body felt, my stomach, and that the acidity that used to happen in my stomach with the regular coffee, my Starbucks brand, does not happen with this anymore. And so this is my new coffee for life. And I gave everybody Christmas coffee, but I want to give people the challenge. So Diane, you always, what did you have me do?
Well, I always say you have to lead with integrity in anything, any venture, anything that you do. And my ask of everyone that tries the product, I say, drink it exclusively. Don't drink anything else. Bodies are very honest. They don't lie. I practiced nutrition for 20 years. If it feels good for you and you're going to notice a shift, you're going to love it. So that was my ask. Cornelia, just drink this. Trust me, something really awesome is going to happen. And I'd say about 60, 80% of my people, my network, and everyone else who does the same notice that people come back going, OMG, where can I get more? It tastes good. I feel amazing. And it is more cost effective than commercial coffee you find on the marketplace, which to me blew my world. So that's what we did. And so, you felt it.
I did. And so the way that you can find out more about it is go to newbodynewlife.myorgano.gold.
So new body, new life. myorganogold.com.
There you go. Thank you so much. We're going to put the link below, and I'm also going to put the link for the last show that Diane and I did, because again, if you're looking to change your life, and if you're looking to, if you're in a dead end job that's really not bringing you the happiness and the core values that you want to live by and the legacy that you want to create, then Organo may be just exactly what your higher self is inviting you to see, especially with this call and the last call. And because, it's like everything that's showing up in your reality is a breadcrumb. It's a breadcrumb either for you to say, oh, what did the universe send to me today? What is here? What am I seeing? What is in my reality now for me to say yes to? And by any means, don't let, fear of money, fear of whatever, stop you. The negative limiting beliefs of, oh, it's a network marketing company. I don't believe in network marketing. These are all negative limiting beliefs that don't serve anyone. Release those emotional structures, leave those negative limiting beliefs and let go. Diane, you said that you want to invite our audience to ask themselves some questions. Do you have those questions that you want to ask, or did you already ask us?
Well, I asked a few already in the process, right? Like, what do you love to do? What do you love not to do? Start taking inventory, because you have to start charting out where your energy is going. Because some of us are so busy in the doing, we're not really tracking. Wait a minute, I don't like having to create invoices. This bookkeeping's making me crazy, and you brought up a good point too. And I have to say 100%, I forgot to mention, is your team. Do you align with people that are doing the work with you? Your bookkeeper, your accountant, your graphic designer, are they feeling like a vibrational match to the project that you want?
Yeah.
So all those questions are really important. If you're driving a business that's successful, the frequency has to be right.
Yeah. Can I tell you that, I have an amazing team around me. I want to tell you just a quick story. When I, the work I've been doing with, because I'm CEO of my own company, I've, developed my own healing modality and doing, the emotional core work and wrote a book and all these things. But over the years, I had a tech that used to work with me, and he was dying of cancer. And I remember the time when he said to me, he said, Cornelia, you have to find somebody else because I don't have much time. And it was really hard for me to, because he totally had my back. He always had my back. Yeah. And it was so awesome to have Kevin on my team, right? And so I was like, I was just like, how am I going to find the next person? And then of course, I just had started this radio program. You know, I'd started working with TTR, and I just started working this radio program. And I had somebody on my radio program that introduced me to my tech. And now since that time, this tech is from India. His name is Suman. He lives in Jakarta. He lives in a high-rise building. He's a young maverick, and he takes care of his entire family. And I have been retaining him on retainer for the last 4 years. He's been on my payroll. And it makes me feel so damn good that I'm supporting him and he's supporting his family. And he's, you know, he's at my beck and call, and he does so many wonderful things for me in my tech world, and, you know, doing lots of different things. So if you want support, you have to ask for it. You 100%. Really have to ask for it.
Yes, you nailed it. And that's exactly it. You want people that feel excited about having the same vision as you do and loving what they do as well. So this wonderful gentleman from Jakarta, I mean, it was a vibrational match. It was perfect because, again, you got clear on what you wanted and you matched that, and he came forward. So one of the other questions I like to ask is around money itself, because obviously we're doing the business because we love it, but we also have to make a living because we're still in this 3D. We got to pay bills. We got to get ourselves to the next level. And one thing I learned from a billionaire, Mr. Grant Cardone, I know he's a little in people's faces, but think about this. You got to filter through the hard stuff. They're coming to the plate because there's a different frequency to them. You know, who are you following, who you're surrounding yourselves by? It doesn't always have to be physical people. And I was starting to listen to some of his material because I met him not too long ago at a major event that we were at. And he said one statement. I thought this is such a good statement to share. You know, we don't make money. We connect with money. Mm. Money is energy, you know, and we talked about this on the last call. You know, and I know, Cornelia, you've created, you know, a program around money as well, but your money mindset is everything here. So the question is, you know, what is your financial mental conditioning around money? You know, what did your parents instill in your subconscious about money? What kind of, you know, these are really important questions to ask yourself, because if you can't break through that, you're subconsciously turning away opportunity and flow that's coming to you. And I know, Cornelia, you came up with a 21-day, is it 21-day?
It is.
Money yep. mindset program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because this is the area I see people are really stuck in. You know, okay. We want all these things, but we're so stuck in our belief. So maybe you can talk about this tool that those on the call that feel inspired action to maybe get something under their belts to help them with conditioning might be a breakthrough moment for them.
Yeah. And anybody that wants to, you know, have more information on it, I wrote a 21-day ebook about it. And it's how I first changed my own relationship to money. That was back in 2012, when I couldn't pay my bills as an entrepreneur. And what I found is that I was still operating from a place of feeling the emotions, the feeling, the conditioning from my past. My negative limiting beliefs is that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. And the negative limiting beliefs and the way that I was feeling about money, about my relationship to money, I kept on creating that reality over and over and over again. So then I wrote a book on changing the way I feel about money, changing my emotional, history from my past, and also changing my limiting beliefs. And that 21-day process, I can, you know, is available for anybody that wants it. And I put it on an audio also, so that you can actually take yourself through it. Because the bottom line is that we talked about it many times here on this call, is that we have to feel good. And energy is a vibration. It's an elemental. When I say energy, I mean money is a vibration. It's an elemental, and it is as important as Mother Earth, because we need it for our survival. It's the conditioning, the mindset of what we believe about money. And if you were raised in an environment where it said money is the root of all evil. It's not good to have money, that you're never going to amount to money, that you have to, you know, whatever it, those beliefs are, you have to first discover the negative limiting beliefs that you're making choices and decisions on every moment of every day. And unless you really clean that up, unless you clean that up, that's what's going to be in your environment.
You said it. And I myself had to go through that exercise saying, you know what, if I'm ready to receive and I'm ready to create, can I handle larger sums amount of money? What am I going to do with that? I mean, a lot of us have a hard time imagining what it's like to have all this money. We think we want it. We feel ready that we can do work with it. One exercise I loved, I can't even remember if I mentioned this. I've done so many interviews and podcasts. I'm starting to get confused as to what I said what, but this was a really good exercise. It came from Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks. Love the work. And it was a exercise around, I had a journal and the exercise was you had to give yourself $1,000 every day and let it accumulate.
Oh, yeah. So
today be 1,000, tomorrow be 2,000, the third day be 3,000. You'd have to spend the whole thing. The whole thing has to be spent. And it was fun, very easy to do at the beginning. Once I started to go into the 50, 60, 70,000s every day, I started to really see a subconscious block. Fear, you know, overwhelm. And that's when I started to have to break through the barriers. And I tell people, look, until you actually do the exercise, you're going to think that's the easiest thing to do. Do it. I challenge you for this year, every day, spend $1,000 and accumulate it for fun.
That's
and see what comes up for you.
That's so brilliant. I love that one. I did it too. I love it. And you know what I did? I took an old checkbook and just started writing the checks. And I found too, it's hard. It was hard. I was like, wow, you know, how hard it was to spend that kind of money every day. And really, you know, it brought up all the limiting beliefs. It brought up, you know, all these things. And really right now, it's really about us being who we say we are and really putting our money where our mouth is. And if we truly know what it means to be infinite abundance, the energy and the frequency, you know, Diane said at the radio station, making sure that you're not coming from a place of lack, that you're not holding back, that you're not keeping yourself small and limited, that you are not the conditions of your past, that you are not that program that you were, that was, you know, programmed into you from the time that you were a child. There, you know, you are so much greater, so much more than that. And that if you're willing now, you have to just choose, you know, because again, we talked a lot about choice. You know, it's about making the choice to go higher, to go bigger, to really live your best life. And the one thing is, what are your core values? What do you value? And if you value freedom, and if you value abundance, and if you value yourself, the self-love, the integrity, the nurturing, the beautiful being that you are, that you deserve to have a good life. You know, I don't even like the word deserve anymore, because deserve would imply that if you're a good boy or a good girl, then you deserve it. But here I'm looking at beyond deserving, because you are an infinite, beautiful child of our creator, an empowered creator. And you, if you do the work, earned it. I mean, seriously, it's about that. It's not even about deserving. It's not even about being worthy. Because when you look at what does it mean to be worthy, if you Google worthy, you're going to find that worthiness means that do you deserve respect? That does this being have value? And of course, a baby that's 6 months old, that's never earned anything in its life, that's never written a book, that's never done anything, deserves respect and has value. And you are 100% the same.
I love it. And you're so right, Cornelia. Everyone on this call, you are entitled on this earth to have everything that makes your heart sing. Period, end of story. So let's get past that old conditioning. Do the energetic work. Do it. It was so worth it for me. I had breakthroughs doing the energetic work, sitting down, getting clear, meditating, doing the energetic exercises, subconscious programming. I went on Pinterest. I picked up pictures that made my heart sing. You know, whether it was sitting on an island in Bali, whether it was having a play date with my son, whether it was making good food, laughter with friends. I daydreamed and imagined myself and got into the little child's shoes again and started playing in that image. And then I'd go to bed at night. And what do you think my subconscious mind was doing? Right? So that's exactly the work. Yeah. That is the work. We have to start loving it, enjoying it, creating it, playing in it so that it will show up in real time. And that's the science behind it.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, thank you so much, energy entrepreneur Diane Solano, for coming and bringing us this amazing content, for bringing me Organo. All of you go to the link that we're putting in the description and get your coffee challenge. Go and start changing your life, drinking conscious coffee. And for those of you that want to work with your energy of money or that want to clear your emotional work, you can go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com and or contact me at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com. If you are an entrepreneur and you want a podcast and be seen and be heard and get your message out in the world, radio@CorneliaStephanie.com. Contact me and let us create 2020 as a foundation that's really going to support and inspire you to live your best life. Diane, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Love you so much. Love you so much.
Let's make 2020 absolutely fabulous and magnificent for everyone and the world, Cornelia. I look forward to the exciting projects coming down the pipeline. I know you have so much great stuff coming up. So stay tuned, everyone. Cornelia is the bomb. She's got exciting things coming down this year. Stay plugged in. I promise you, you will you would never disappoint. So thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.